You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. As if the state didn't have enough water problems, there's a new one. It's not drought. It's not a declining Delta ecosystem. Those, of course, real problems. But this one could cause its own water issues throughout Central California. Instead, this is a creature described as an invasive swamp rodent, and it could do big damage to both the Delta ecosystem and the network of canals and levees that secure much of the state's water supply. Joining us now is Sacramento Bee reporter Ryan Sabalo to tell us more. Ryan, welcome.
Hi.
We're talking about this creature called the nutria. What is this swamp rodent, and why is it a big concern?
So these are rodents native to South America that were originally brought to the North America of last century for the fur trade. And they're a little bit bigger than a muskrat and not quite as big as a beaver. But think of them about this as about the size of a beagle. So anywhere, they just got one down in Merced County that was 22 pounds. They have a long orange teeth. And they like to, they're vegetarians, and they like to chew through aquatic vegetation. And they also have a nasty habit of burrowing through levees to make burrows. So you have a double threat here of, you know, California's lost about 90% of its wetlands. And you have this interconnected network of levees and canals. And wetlands all through the Central Valley. So you have a destructive presence that could harm both the ecosystem and the levee network, which also includes, which operates for both flood protection and for water supply.
Do we have an idea of how big the problem with the nutria is right now?
We don't. They found the first nutria last spring, and they've been trying to get a sense of where they are. They have no idea how they got here. They found the first one in Merced County, in around the town of Gustin, where there's a number of private and public wetlands down there. And they're basically, at this point, the state has one biologist down there trying to trap them in a little tiny corner of private wetland. And at this point, they're basically asking the public to tell them where they are as they try to scramble to come up with a battle plan against these things and to, you know, try to secure funding to set up a more robust trapping operation.
I understand it's sort of a race against time. Is that just due to the fact that these creatures have quite an aggressive reproduction cycle? What's the timeline like here?
Yeah, I mean, so nutria are amazingly prolific. They worry that within 5 years there could be upwards of 250,000 of these things fanning out through the waterways of California. And the deal is, these animals they're born to breed in aquatic habitats, and they are very fast at it. A female can have litters of up to a dozen or more, and she can become pregnant within 48 hours of giving birth. And their dispersal habitats are also troubling, because they can, the juveniles quickly disperse from their parents, and on their way up they can travel 50 miles or more looking for new habitats. And yeah, they're just they're bred they've evolved to be very effective breeders. Like, for instance, the females, their milking apparatus is like right along their spine, so they can actually nurse in the water while the juveniles come up and suckle. And so you just imagine how quickly they could get in and disperse when there's not a whole lot of you know, natural predators or habitats to kind of keep them confined.
So you mentioned that there's one person who's in charge of sort of the response right now in the Merced area and the Delta area where we're starting to see these creatures. What is the overall scope of the response otherwise? Are there other people going out hunting these creatures or trying to trap them?
At this point, from the state's perspective, no. I mean, from the state agencies, the state has only got the budget to send this one biologist out there. It's not even his full-time job. There are the counties, I'm sure, are probably paying attention. Local landowners are probably paying attention and trying to figure out if these things are there and probably getting trappers out. But, I mean, in terms of a coordinated statewide trapping effort, there's really nothing at that scale. And one of the things you got to kind of realize is why it's critical that the state needs to get on board on this is in places like Louisiana where these things have taken hold. It's a really expensive prospect to get rid of them. Louisiana is at the point where they've kind of thrown their hands up on extermination and more of, you know, they have a bounty program where they pay trappers X amount of dollars per nutria tail they bring in, and they kill, you know, enough of them where they'll pay out, you know, close to $1 million each year, and the problem hasn't even gone away. They have been able to eradicate them out of the Chesapeake Bay where they had an established population, but it cost millions of dollars, and, you know, it's just a nightmare once these things get in there.
And I understand there's some controversy over the governmental agency at the federal government level that has most effectively responded to prior nutria outbreaks, Wildlife Services. What's the story there?
Yeah, so my paper actually did a multi-part series a couple years ago where we took a look at, I wasn't involved in it, it was another reporter, but we looked at this agency has it's basically the extermination, it's called Wildlife Services, it's the extermination wing of the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the agency is very good at killing what ranchers and others might deem a nuisance animal, such as a coyote. They've been very effective at it over the years, killing, you know, lots and lots of nuisance animals around airports and farm fields. And the environmental community and the animal protection organizations are not exactly big fans of this organization. And they hold a lot of sway in California wildlife management. And so the state is kind of reluctant to employ them or at least talk publicly about doing it. And but the reason why nutria was eradicated from the Chesapeake Bay, or at least it appears to have been, it's been 2 years since they've seen a sighting of those, was because of this agency they brought in. And so the state has to kind of manage its approach to this, knowing that this agency is not particularly popular in California. The other issue, there's another controversy kind of at play here, too. California voters, I believe it was back in the 90s, banned the use of certain trapping methods. Yeah, it was in 1998 under Proposition 4, and because those trapping methods were inhumane. They included things like neck snares and foot gripping and body gripping traps. These are the most effective traps you can use, but they're also, you know, controversial. And so the state, even the biologist and the federal government have to abide by this law in California. So they have to use traps that may be less effective than some of the other ones that are available elsewhere in the country.
So given the potential damage to native species, the Delta ecosystem, and California's water infrastructure and the multi-billion dollar agriculture community and also water supplies for cities, is it surprising that we don't see more action on this issue, or are we starting to see people from different sides take notice of this? What have you heard?
I think you're going to, I mean, they've kind of done a information campaign at the state to try to get the word out about this. And there's a bill in the legislature that is being discussed right now that would maybe send some money toward, it takes some greenhouse gas reduction fund money and sends $10 million of it into an invasive species program, which I would imagine would be used for nutria eradication. And so I think you're going to start to see some action on this. The question is whether they can get their get a plan and actions together to move fast enough, because they really are in a species as prolific as these nutria, racing against time.
Again, it's called an invasive swamp rodent. You can read all about the nutria and the potential damage it could do to the San Joaquin Valley's ecosystem and also the water supply system here in this part of the state in the Sacramento Bee. We've been talking with reporter Ryan Sabalo from the Bee, who has done extensive coverage on this. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.